Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. This is Deborah with you this evening. Today is June 8th, 2021. Blessing to be here among you. Thank you for joining us this evening. Pleasure, privilege to be here to pray for you, to lift up your name before the throne room of grace, and just to come together in a space filled with faith and expectation. It's just asking for the Lord for this to be a portal of his presence in this house tonight. So thank you, Jesus, for meeting us, ever being ever-present, all-knowing, and all-powerful. Let's pray before we start. So thank you for those who are dialed in. And to receive ministry, you just press 1 on your keypad at any time. If you've already pressed 1, you're good to go. And also the dial-in number is 319-527-6027. So blessings to you all that are listening live this evening and streaming and dialed in. And those who might pass by through another means and listening at a later time, I believe the Lord has you to cross paths for such a time as this, and that the Lord would give you ears to hear and that your spirit would be blessed with spiritual wisdom and understanding in the Word of God. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about being effective. That's what we're going to be talking about. But remember, just as a side, jumping back to kind of weave this into this, is that I had talked about on 525, the priestly, you know, we are a royal priesthood, 1 Peter 2:9, but I was bringing in some from the Old Testament because I had locked in some stuff in my memory banks as I was going through the story of Moses, and I still kind of am, just some notes. Actually, I went back through my notes this week regarding what the Holy Spirit showed me the first time and highlighted some things and whatnot. But anyways, in Numbers 8:11, because actually that number is coming up again to me. So I just wanted to do a side note to say that was for the priest, and it was that Aaron was to present the Levites before the Lord and do a wave offering for the Israelites so they may be ready to do the work of the Lord, okay? Well, Aaron, you know, as you know, was the priest from the Levitical line. And a wave offering, you know, what he was doing is restoring, first was to restore how they were to relate to God. And I believe that this is happening now in this hour. It also shows signs of peace and a service to God as well, and not only for themselves, but their family and their holiness, okay? And it wasn't just for special groups to do it, like not just the Levites and the Nazarites, but every Israelite, those that were in covenant for us today, that would be that we would participate in that daily through the blessing of the Lord, okay? So that would be upon us. So today's note, I believe, covers as an umbrella of this as well, the effectiveness of it. So the other day I was at the grocery store, and I do ask the Lord, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to share? What is it? Give me a word, or what? However he wants to unpack that when I come on Tuesday night, which I love to do. And but sometimes I do get nervous, like, is the Lord going to come through or not come through? And I don't know why. I don't know why I did that, but he always does come through. So anyways, my bill came to, when I went to the grocery store this week, it came to $99.90, which I guess is a lot of money for two people, well, maybe two and a half. And I was thinking in my mind, oh, 999, the number 999. And then the bagger goes, 999. It's funny how numbers happen repeatedly. I just was going into this big little thing about how numbers repeat, 999777, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, she doesn't even know, like, how the Lord was really actually refusing her, you know, And it was definitely like the Lord speaking through her saying, yeah, pay attention to these numbers and the numbers that are being repeated, that there's something in that, you know. And so when I look up the number 999, it's a heavy book. I'm lifting it up. Okay, the number 9, house evangelism and the Holy Spirit's perfect movement. That is amazing. The Holy Spirit's perfect movement, because we're talking about being effective or effectiveness, and that comes by way of the Holy Spirit. So it's just interesting that it has that. Also, fullness of blessing, renewal, fruit of the Spirit, okay? And womb, so fruitfulness and bringing forth things, effectiveness, and that is the role of the Holy Spirit. We participate with the Holy Spirit as well, and through this. So when I looked up the word effective, and all my verses are going to be in the New King James Version for those that are that care, and I mention it for that reason. There were 9 verses. Isn't that interesting? So the only verse in the Old Testament, everything else is in the New Testament, which made perfect sense to me. If it's the Holy Spirit, correct? Correct. So Proverbs 17:10 says, rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a stool. Okay, so the Lord is always encouraging us to choose wisdom and to be wise. And really, wisdom does come from the Holy Spirit. If you read Proverbs 8 and 9 carefully, it even indicates. So I know there is a spirit of wisdom, but it's also, I believe, indicating this is the Holy Spirit that provides us with wisdom. So the effectiveness is this. I was talking to someone this week, and I realized it was someone in the state, a different area. But she does attend church, and she was saying, if one is hurting, then we're all hurting. And she had some really valid points in her situation, and I was encouraging her to actually contact her leadership, because I don't think that they would maybe be aware. But in the sense of, you know, and I told her to, you know, you might want to just describe it exactly the way that you described it to me, you know, and not you know, come down on them or bash them, but there needs to be a solution for everybody in the body of Christ. And so here's a verse, Ephesians 4:16, with the word effective. And this was when I put in effective, this literally came up and it matched up with what was happening this week as well. So it says, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective work by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love, right? So the greatest force on earth is love. So the church will be a great force when we're all participating and we're all edifying the love of God, okay? And the fruit of the Spirit, unlike the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit is the fruit not divided amongst the believers. So the gifts of the Spirit are divided amongst them, but the fruit of the Spirit, we're all expected to have in our lives, the fruit of the Spirit. And we cannot produce this fruit on our own. We cannot produce godliness apart from the Spirit who brings us fruit. Okay, so we need to remember that's an important key in being effective, is literally by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and his role as a helper, a guide, instructor, comforter, teacher, speaking truth, only what he hears from the Father, speaking to us, okay? So he is the go-between, if you will, with his voice from hearing the Father and hearing the whisper. I believe that whisper from Elijah, right? The whisper was going to be the Holy Spirit. One of the things the Lord says to be a good shepherd, speaking of the church, and then I'm going to move back to effectiveness. And being a good shepherd in Ezekiel 34:11, it says this. This is because he was saying, you have not done this. So he's saying like a good shepherd would have done these things. And this is what a good shepherd needs to do, is strengthen the weak, heal the sick. This is important too. This, all of these have to do with effectiveness. Strengthen the weak, heal the sick, excuse me, bound up the injured, or bind up the injured, bring back the strays, and search for the lost. So those five things we all should be doing as shepherds, right, and stewards of God's word and his spirit. We need to strengthen the weak, especially in the body of Christ, especially their brothers and sisters. We need to be patient and loving and strengthen the weak, heal the sick, bind up the injured, bring back the strays, and search for the lost, right? Just like even the number 9, is for, it has to do with evangelism. So praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. So we don't want to be disjointed as the body of Christ. We want those who are hurting, we want their wounds to be bound up, we want them to be strengthened, and we want them to take their rightful place according to the gifts that they have, so that it causes growth for the whole body and edifying in itself and love, and which brings God glory. Okay, so we know that. So this word, so what I was thinking of was an effective, certainly was the prayer from James 5:16, which you, many of you know what I'm going to say. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But that's literally not where that verse begins. The verse begins here. That's like the second part of the verse. You know, I mean, you go to Sunday school and they would teach the kids and they would say James 5:16 B or B. That means they're using the second part of the sentence. They're using the second sentence and they're disregarding the first sentence. So when we used to teach Sunday school, I would tell the children, there is no B in your Bible. You're not going to find this. And this is what it means. And this is why they're using it. But I don't want you to just look at that part. I want you to look at the whole thing, because it's important you look at the whole verse and not just what they want you to look at. Anyways, okay, pet peeve. Okay, confess your trespasses. There you go, false. I just confessed. That's a pet peeve of mine. Okay, some verses. Okay, excuse me. Let's go back here. Confess your trespasses. Some versions say faults. Okay, I'm reading New King James, but some versions literally says confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So there really is an exchange in praying one for another. And also our healing is involved in it. Our literal hearing, it says that you might be healed. So confess your trespasses or your faults to one another. Now, and I want to say this. I want to say this. It says confess your faults one to one another. That's actually not plural there. So it's not one to another's. It's another. It's not plural. Literally, one other person. In private, it does not have to be public. You do not have to prove that you've confessed your sin. You know, you confess your sin one to another, and also pray for one another that you might be healed. Okay, you are doing this. It doesn't have to be others. It doesn't have to be public. If you're called to leadership and you're doing something of the such, and you are, the Lord will call you to be transparent and authentic. And also the things in the past that maybe that caused you to stumble or whatnot, and you have overcome those things, the things that you've learned, you will share those probably at a broader and a broader testimony, because we overcome. Also, Revelation 12, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So once, but if there's not a testimony in it yet, okay, you're still working it out and you're still being healed. Okay, so the effective, the word effective in James 5:16. Okay, just wanted to point that out. There's a process to the word of God. There's a process to our faith and being obedient to the Holy Spirit in faith and obedience to the word. That's what we do with our faith, okay? We've all been given a measure of faith, and how we function in that, how we move in that. Are we going to be effective when we are obedient in our faith to the word of God by way of unction of the Holy Spirit? Okay, this is where the power will come forth. So James 5:16, and the word there for effective, it's actually, when you look that up, again, in the New King James Version, it is collectively with these words, the effective fervent. They put that all together, okay, for one word to show the effective fervent is to show forth, be might in, to do, to be operative, be at work, put forth power, to work for one, to aid for one, which is the, I believe, the Holy Spirit. We're working for the Holy Spirit, and we're aiding a being a vessel for the Holy Spirit to work, for this power to work through us. We're aiding that, okay? Okay, let me just make sure. And might. There's also the word work is involved in there, like a working. I'll come back to that. I just want to stay with the to be operative. Let me go back. To be at work, put forth power. This is what effective means. Effective and fervent. Prayer of the righteous from James 5:16. To work for one and to aid one. Okay, it's also, I believe the focus can be for like one another. So when you're praying for one another or even yourself to be healed or yourself to receive healing, those are working for one. You're working for one person in the body of Christ, but you're also working in conjunction and tandem with the Holy Spirit as his vessel. Okay, and I know I said that, so I just want to be clear on that. So these nine verses, let me go back here. So our first effectiveness, what does this look like in practical terms? Being effective, our first effectiveness, my friends and saints, it begins at the time of our conversion. At the time of our conversion, this is where effectiveness begins. And 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, for this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard, you welcomed it. Not as a word of men, but as it is in the truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. And this was the time of conversion. Okay, so now the word, you received it at the time of conversion. It's working effectively in you. Okay, I'm being a good shepherd. So here's what I want to pray. Just kind of at large before we open up the phone lines here, is this, and God loves the generations. He wants us to reach the generations, okay, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and not to forget his name for the generations, that he's even to be called that. And that actually happened when he declared that when they came out of Israel, when Moses delivered them. And he was saying, don't forget my name and the names of the generations, and to celebrate this time of deliverance. Okay, so I know I sidetracked there for a second. So prayer first to bind the effects of the enemy. Okay, right? First, we want to bind the effects of the enemy because somehow he can thwart things. So we want to bind his effects. Because power can work positive and negative. We do not want to participate with the negative. We certainly don't want to be a vessel of negative power, you know, or contaminate our power in some way in Jesus' name, or using it, or the power that we have been given, using it out of our own soul. You know, sometimes the enemy tries to anger you or frustrate you, or you know, put a spirit of jealousy or greed or despair, hatred, and you spew out of that. That's not good. Those are not good things. Okay. So we're going to bind the effects of the enemy, but certainly he has his own effects that he's doing apart from us, but he will try to contaminate us, right? And the word says, true religion is taking care of orphans, widows, and not being contaminated by the things of this world. So 1 Corinthians 16:9 says, for a great and effective door has been opened to me, are many adversaries. Okay, so we want to bind the adversaries, bind the effects of the enemy that we might move forth an effective way through the power of the Holy Spirit through our lives. And then secondly, as I kind of touched on actually in the first one, I kind of overlapped that, but the opposing, what opposes the work of the Holy Spirit is self-centeredness or self-seeking, self-centeredness. So we want to stay yielded, or some people say surrendered, to the Holy Spirit and also responding to the Holy Spirit. You know, when you feel that unction and it's super quiet inside of you and it's just like nudging you, we want to be responding to the Holy Spirit, continually responding, be quick to obey, even in those moments, okay? And one thing we can do in Philemon 1:6, which is, again, one of the verses that I just read, even 1 Corinthians 16:9, being effective doors open, that is by the power of God. That is by the power of God that door was open. So by his power, if a door is open, certainly there is going to be forces. You know, if you're breaking through kingdoms, clashing and colliding with another kingdom, you're going to have some adversary, okay? But the power for the door to be open, because that same word, effective door, that same word effective was in James 5:16. It's the same thing. It's the same word. Also in Philemon 1:6, the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So by just sharing your faith, it becomes effective in you. It stirs up the word and it becomes effective and it will be fruitful in your life. And then thirdly, we just want to release effectiveness, release a greater effectiveness in Jesus' name by faith, for faith to work with power. It's basically what we're doing. There's release faith to work with power and this effectiveness in Jesus' name. So Ephesians 3:7, again, one of the verses that came up, of which I become a minister according to the gift of grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. So we want this effective working of his power to continue by way of the Holy Spirit when our faith comes obedience to the word and we begin acting on that. This effectiveness, by believing and in faith and obeying and responding to the Holy Spirit, we are actually stewarding this effectiveness, and it's working its power in us and through us. And it's a very similar meaning to Hebrews 4:12. Very similar meaning where Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, as a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. And the Holy Spirit is at work in us. That word powerful, at the beginning of verse, for the word of God is living and powerful, that word powerful is very similar to the meaning of effectiveness. They're all like derived almost from the root word, and it means active and operative, oh, that's cool, that's what the word is, effectual and powerful. That's very cool. Okay. Going to, by the word of God, produce the desired results that the Holy Spirit is asking for, and if that is in James 5:16, the results, we want to get the results that are desired for, confess your trespasses or faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And we know our righteousness comes from the Lord because we believe in him and we confess his majesty and him as Savior. and receive his righteousness. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let me just pray through this. And then we'll open up the phone line. So God bless you for listening to our Father. We just thank you in Jesus' name for your word. We thank you for your word to go forth, that it shall not return void, but shall accomplish all that you desire it to accomplish, God. I ask, Lord, that you make way for your word, God, to go forth as rivers, God, rivers of living water, God, to the people, to replenish areas, God, to break up foul ground, God, to cause barrenness, for life to come to barrenness, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. We just bind the enemy and his effects, God, these adversaries, God. The adversaries, God, we bind them in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that the work of the Lord shall go forth and shall prevail in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your healing, God. When we thank you, Lord, we just come to you, Lord, and just want to confess even our own self, our self-focus, any self-seeking. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just want to repent of that, God. We want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We want to surrender. We want to yield, and we want to be teachable. Lord, we want to be teachable, and we want to be responding to the Holy Spirit in our lives, God. So when you remind us to confess our faults, God, let us do it quickly. Let us be swift to obey and to do that quickly, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we would live at peace. God, we would be at peace. Lord, even if it's differing opinions, in ways and structures and systems, God, but it would be communicated well, and it would be at peace, Lord, in agreement that you disagree over, you know, something, but certainly not because of our own faults, God, not because of our own faults, Lord. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. And thank you for teaching us in all things. And now, Lord, we just want to release, according to your word, God, the faith that you've given, Lord, we want to release the power of God, Lord. We want to release the Holy Spirit and its effectiveness, God, in a greater way, that you are magnified, that you are glorified in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Lord, as ministers, you have given us gifts of grace, God. And we pray, God, that they would be effective of his power, God. Every gift that you've given to the body of Christ, Lord, would be effective and working to your power, God, and giving your name glory and edifying the church, Lord, edifying the church body, strengthening every joint and sinew, God, in Jesus' name, that they would grow in love, Lord, and be that they themselves would be effective working on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you, Lord, that you would remind us as well, as we are shepherds of your word, Lord, we are shepherds in this field of the world, in the field of life, God, that we would strengthen the weak, heal the sick, bind up the injured, bring back the stray, and search for the lost, God. We thank you, Lord, for even the place of evangelism, Lord, and opportunities to grow and to speak and evangelism. So I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And even to the generations, we bless the generations and the generations to come in Jesus' name, that we would sow into them, God, that you would give us even creative ideas, solutions, and resolutions for the generation, God, and the things that we would want them to know and to be taught, the things that we've learned through our unique experiences, God, and walking through things, God, that we would be able to share that in an effective way. Let us be able to share that in an effective way, God, to raise up the body of Christ and strengthen them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Let's open up the phone line here. And our first caller is 954-580. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. You're speaking with Carolyn.
Carolyn, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. From Jamaica, right?
Yeah, from Jamaica. Yes.
Very good. Okay, well, thank you for joining us. God bless you. Okay, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for Carolyn, God. We just lift her up to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Whoa. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing, Lord, in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're springing forth. Things are springing forth in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, just for new life and the things that are springing forth. You know, sometimes when the things spring forth, they happen rapidly. Like it seems to be like, you know, it's just like the next day you can look and say, wow, I didn't notice that the day before. Like, where did that come from? Like, wow, that is growing so quickly. I didn't notice it, and it bloomed, it blossomed, it was open, you know, it was completely open. It's just like, it seems like it can happen so quickly, even though it might be a new birthing or a new growth or a new coming forth. But when it springs forth, it actually sometimes goes, again, can just happen so quickly on how much growth is there at one time or seemingly overnight. The part in that is that you have to realize that it's still fragile and it's still like it's not full grown and it's vulnerable. That's not fragile. It's vulnerable. And so it still needs the protection of the Holy Spirit and the watching over it, guarding it and watching over it so it doesn't get trampled on, and so that it grows to full maturity and like it grows in fullness and it grows in strength and stride as well. So I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jesus' name. And let me just hold on 1 second. I'm going to open a new window to do this. I think it's Isaiah. Yeah, Isaiah 58:8. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Yes, and Isaiah 42 and 43. Behold, the former things come to pass, and new things I declare before they spring forth, I tell you. So there's several in Isaiah. Yes, but if you put spring forth in there, it looks like it brought up, where am I? It brought up 8 verses there that you can look at. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
That's a really interesting word.
Good. Well, what do you got going on? Yeah. Oh, good.
Well, yes. Just praying about certain things and awaiting the manifestation. So, yeah, this is very encouraging. Thank you.
Oh, good. Well, is there anything specific you need prayer for?
Yes, thank you. I will be returning to my work tomorrow after a few days of absence.
Mm-hmm.
I just kindly pray and commit the working environment to the Lord for me, and I pray that it will be a good ending up. I'm on the verge of ending my first year at this institution. So just kindly pray that God's will be done in my life and in that regard. Thank you.
Okay, sure. I'm happy to pray for you. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for Caroline. God, we thank you, Lord, for her return to work, Lord, and work, Lord, even though sometimes it really is work, Lord. I mean, just sometimes it feels like it's just boiled down to work. It really is a blessing from you, Lord, to be able to serve the community at large. And what we put our hands to do, God, we pray that it would be a blessing, that there would be a return on her stewardship, Father. And in Colossians 3:23, It says, do all that you do, all that you say and do, do unto the Lord and work at it heartedly, not unto men, but as unto the Lord. So I thank you, Father God, that there would be a blessing in what she does unto the Lord through her work. And all that she's in deed and work, and so I think it says, and all that you say and do, I believe it's that. So, Father, we just bless her with that, Lord, and we ask, Lord, for the will of God to be done in her life and in through this institution thing that is ending, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you would bless her, Lord, and that she would have favor with all the decision makers, Lord, and just your grace would shine forth on her, God, like the spring forth, like the new like the noon of day, like the sun would rise and spring forth, like the noon day would shine upon her. I forget where that verse is. But so we just bless her with that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Take care.
Have a good night. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. Okay. 929-377, 929-377. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Isaac from New York.
Oh, Isaac. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing okay.
Good. Glad to hear it. So glad you joined us this evening. Thank you, Lord. For Isaac, Father, I'm sorry, I'm just watching. Yeah, hold on 1 second. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for Isaac, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we bring him to your throne room of grace, God, and before your altar, Lord. We come into agreement, God. We want to come into agreement with heaven, just praying over your son, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the books of heaven to be opened on his behalf, Lord. We thank you for what is written in those books, God, what is demonstrated in those books, God, what may be manifested on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We just call forth his destiny in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you've written it, that the note, and that I see there's harmony and got like a rhythm that's already written in chords that is being played out. It's already written in chords and it's already being played out. So like these scrolls of your life are going to come forth. Okay, so I'm seeing, I don't know if you know this old, this is very old too, but like a very old piano, you would put this note paper inside of it. It was like a scroll and it had certain like things on it that it would cause the keys to turn and play at a certain time. I see this like it's like that type of thing. It's like it's already written, like on the scroll, it's already written. And so then like the harmony and the rhythm is going to begin to be played out in your life, you know, for and like this display and manifestation and creative, you know, and I don't know if it's just, yeah, I'm sure other people will see it too, but you will definitely hear it before others will, you know, you will hear it. There's something with even hearing it. And it's, so I'm seeing like that old fashioned piano with that scroll of paper, but that it's representation and symbolic to what is written on your scrolls, that it's already written and it's going to begin to be played out, begin to be heard with this rhythm of God's grace on it. So praise God. Wow, that's wild. Wow. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. I was going to say I'm a pianist, actually. So
I didn't know that.
I thought
there was something with music, but I didn't. I've never heard you say anything about specifics, you know. I think I've heard you say something about. Yeah. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like worship. I was involved in worship and stuff like that. Yeah. So that is actually my primary music actually that I would play on was the keyboard. So I would play it on the keyboard, worship music. So that actually has a direct connection to a gift that the Lord has given me. So it is definitely a blessing because I've been praying actually actively. I actually have been praying about things happening in my life. The Lord, bringing forth His call in my life. Because sometimes in life, I don't know, maybe because of the sins that you've done, or sometimes you feel like sometimes you've messed up God's will, or maybe you, distorted it a bit. In other words, sometimes you feel like you're supposed to be somewhere in life that you're not. You thought you would be somewhere in life at this age or at that age, and you kind of feel like, Lord, did I mess something up? Because things are not moving and my life feels stagnant and it feels like I'm in quicksand, So definitely I'm believing that everything that God has written for me as it pertains to my life will begin to, start picking up speed, begin to start happening. And that's actually one of the reasons I called as well. I called, I also want a prayer for wisdom. I have things that I want to do in life, but I want to walk in God's will. There are things that I want to do, but I want to make sure that God is calling me to do these things. I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to waste time anymore. I'm not a spring chicken. I'm not old, but I'm not a spring chicken, if you get what I mean. I'm at a point in my life where I want to make decisions that are going to build up my future, and they're not going to be decisions that I do and end up in nothing, and that has been a lot of my story in my life, where I've taken things that I've done and I've ended up quitting halfway and not, so I want to know that God's in the decision and leading me in my life and actually taking control of my life, because I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, Lord, I want to be married. I want to do things for your kingdom, and I want to be in step with your will. So it's funny that you say that. Whatever's written in heaven, I want to be right in step with it. Like you said, a rhythm. I want to be walking with the rhythm of heaven for my life, and that's actually one thing that I was praying to them. I said, Lord, I need that. And I just need prayer for that. And also just, I've been noticing too, I have a spirit of fear that's on my life, on my mind, on my thoughts, and also in my emotions. So just so that you would pray for that and as well come in agreement with me and casting that out of my life, once and for all, because I know that it actually impedes even in my decision-making, if you know what I mean, or in hearing God's voice as well. It kind of interrupts. It's noisy. It's a noise in my life that I've had to deal with. And I want to be free from it too, because I want to be able to hear God's voice and walk in confidence with the Lord and what He has for my life.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I do hear, just for the prophetic prayer that came forth, is like the Lord is hearing your heart and it's being spoken that you are being heard, that you are being understood. I think the Lord wants it as much as you do,
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I hear you saying, Proverbs 8:9, I just say that so you can go before the Lord in your own quiet time on wisdom, in there. And then it sounds like you're saying, I'm hearing the word, when you're describing it, to be intentional. You want to be intentional with your, with the assurance, but intentional with your time, intentional with your decision, intentional with what you're doing. Okay, so let's pray.
And
Father,
what I commit to.
You want to be intentional with that. Yeah. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Isaac, God, and all that you have going on in his life, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, Lord, for the wisdom of God to be with him. God, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit wisdom to speak to him, to guide him, to direct him, to teach him, to comfort him in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. We just, your word says that you, I think it's Psalm 34, you delivered us. You heard our cry and delivered us from all of my fears. God, I pray, Lord, that your word, the clarity of your word to deliver from all, God, that you would do that in Jesus' name, Lord. And I pray that his intention, like this intention would be not a door stopper, but like a wedge. Like every time you're intentional, it's being a wedge to fear and stopping it. It's like stopping it, like stepping on that hose or stepping on the, it's not flowing anymore. Every time you're intentional, it's clogging up fear's, you know, trail for you, you know, and you're like creating a new path every time you're intentional. So I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just release your power by your Holy Spirit, Lord, that it would be effective power, Lord, even speaking that tonight, Lord, and the working of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the working, the power working of the Holy Spirit. Here were the two verses that I didn't read was Ephesians 1:11. In him also we obtain an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. And then Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So we thank you, Father God, for the power that works in Isaac, Lord, that it would be effective, God, effectively working through his faith and obedience to your word and completely disrupting, disfragmenting fear and Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister, for agreeing with me and praying for me and giving me those words of encouragement.
Yes, yes, my privilege. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless and have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye. You know, there really is no other way other than Jesus, and he will be magnified in our lives, and we can permit that and being intentional. I know I've been more aware of being intentional with my time, intentional just with the things of the Lord, intentional with how I sow his word, how I, you know, just being intentional with the will of the Lord, the purposes of the Lord, what I already know is the will of the Lord because of his word, this is of God, and knowing that. And sometimes, you know, when we're led into something, there's a great anointing on it, and we feel God's good pleasure. And sometimes he walks us through things so that we can continue to learn of him, like he's developing something in us as we walk in him and we trust him and we go through that open door, right? And he's developing something in us. We might not know all the answers and all the reasons, and we're kind of like not necessarily floundering, but asking him like, okay, what is this, like, for more clarity, and right. And I think in those times he's actually developing something in us so that then we can see it within ourselves as well. And while he has seen it all along, but then we become able to see it and it becomes effective, and effective work through us by way of the Holy Spirit. And he's teaching us to be humble. He's teaching us to know that he hears our prayer and he hears our cry, and he is ever ready, available to help us, to intercede on our behalf, and to make a way for us. And, you know, he did that even all along before we even knew we needed a Savior. He made a way for us. So God is certainly before us in all things. All things are held together in him as well, but he is before us in all things. You know, it's interesting in church, I say that, is we've been talking about the book of Colossians and, you know, the preeminence of God and the, the preeminence. So he's supreme. He's supreme in all that he does. And all that, he's the supreme existing one before time, right? Being all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present. And sometimes acknowledging him in that moment, even that way, helps too. It helps us to tether our prayer to make it not current, but active, like presently active, that the Holy Spirit is presently active in our life at that moment, at that time, and what we're needing, you know. And and he also does, when you walk through things, when you know it's him and you walk through that door and you've been obedient and you're faithful and you've felt his good pleasure on that and his anointing for you to go in that way. And then when you go some distance, you maybe not feel that same anointing with you anymore, but you're walking it out in faithfulness and obedience, and he's maturing you. And so I'm not sure why he does it that way, because it certainly is wonderful to have the hand of the Lord upon you and to know that, you know, those times where it's just very anointed and he's just like has his hand on you. It's very, that's very assuring. But he does give us, when we ask him, I think we just need to keep asking him and keep seeking him for those things as well. He does answer our prayer. And for those of you that are prophetic too, because I know there's many prophetic people that listen here as well, the Lord will show you that he's listening to your voice. And that he is listening not only to your prayers, but he's listening to your conversations. And he will definitely keep you humble. He will use people that you would prefer he not use to speak into your life. And literally, that's to keep you humble as well. Or he might give people dreams about you that you prefer. They, you know, that's not the type of person, the way they communicate isn't really, you know, your genre. This is, I don't keep using this word with my husband, but it's just not your preference. It's just not something you choose or you're drawn to, but they're going to communicate to you anyways, you know, and the Lord really is maturing us to be more like him. And those are certainly some aspects or some examples, real life examples for myself. And sometimes he walks us through things too that other people don't understand or you're misunderstood. But the Lord, again, he is, sometimes he's removing like even the fear of man, the fear of failure. And so that we're more dependent upon him, that we can actually see our soul for what it's worth, which is, you know, we recognize that we need a savior, even if it's all over again. We're dependent and reliant upon the Holy Spirit. If we were left to our own self and our own self-doing, even though sometimes we think we have a strength in that area, because maybe it brings us joy, but if we were left to ourselves in that, it would not be joyous. Truly don't want to lead. We truly don't want to be in control, because we can prove in what a red hot minute that that's the wrong choice for us without being dependent upon the Holy Spirit. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your role. We thank you that you're a person, and we thank you that you're humble and you are gentle. We want to take your yoke upon us and learn from you. We want to remain teachable. We ask you to speak to us, and we ask you to that we wouldn't miss you, that we wouldn't miss what you're saying to us. in Jesus' name, especially when there's a, which there generally is, a faith and action to move forward or to comply so that it can be effective. You know, effective evangelism, effective pastoring, effective prophesying, effective apostleship, being effective an apostle. Actually, Peter, that actually is one of the verses that were in here, was being effective. Let me see. Yes, Galatians 2:8. For he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to be circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. So that's good. And I really like Galatians too. Galatians, man, is so filled with the Holy Spirit. You can clearly see what is not the Holy Spirit and then what is the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, right? It's not, and it's not by the law. It's good. If you are struggling with that and being, you know, you have to do the law in order for the, you know, you might want to read Galatians, because he's bringing back, it's the same, the people, he's bringing them back to, hey, it's not that, it's the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is doing the work. It's the one, he's the one that's doing that, and it's not the law. It's not by what you're doing. We labor, we are co-laborers with Christ, but by way of the Holy Spirit and learning of him and taking his yoke upon us. So the things that are effective, okay, if you're effective in prayer, then you need to pray, even if other people don't think that that's work. That is work, okay? You know, and it's just because they can't see what it's producing doesn't mean it's not producing, right? Because what is it producing? It's producing the effective, fervent prayer. As produces much, okay? So apparently it's in the word, it's true, and if it's much, then it's producing much, okay? Because I know people in my family bloodline in the natural who are, their expression of love is deeds of service, and they are like the, you know, the sweat of your brow is cream to them. So, but not everyone expresses love that way. It is a expression, but it's not the expression. So praise God for that. Okay. If anybody else would like prayer this evening, you can either dial in or press 1 on your keypad. I'd be happy to pray for you. And so thank you for that. Okay, let's see. Hold on 1 second. All right, because my phone line is... Okay, here we go. 847-239. Good evening. Am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from?
Stephanie from Illinois.
Oh, hey, Stephanie. Okay. Thank you, Father, for Stephanie, God. We thank you, Lord, and just bring her to your altar and your throne of grace, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the refreshing, Lord, that you're bringing her, God, the refreshing that sustains her, God. And I see even like the refreshing brings you peace. There's a refreshing that brings you peace, and it sustains you, and it causes you to stand. You know, in Ephesians where it says, do all that you know to do and then stand again, like it uses the word stand 2 or 3 times. So I see this refreshing coming to you, and it actually helps you stand in the midst of it. It's helping you stand even in the midst of it. And the enemy, you know, there's peace, and the enemy can't really see this. The enemy can't see the refreshing, or he would try to contaminate it. Arrows are flying by you, and but you are standing in the refreshing of the Lord, and there is peace there as well. And if you didn't know that the refreshing was there, you might as well look at the circumstances, or others might think it's too much to stand in. It's too much to stand in. But because you have the refreshing of the Holy Spirit, so we thank you, Lord, just for this refreshing waters. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, God. You know, in your word, Lord, it always talks about your waters as being living waters, God. So I'm assuming these refreshing waters are a portions of your living waters, God. Like it's a pool of living water that she's standing in, God. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And yeah, so our feet, let me just look something up real quick. I think, is it Ephesians 6 or 5? No, the armor of God is here. So stand therefore. Oh, you know what? You know what, my friend? Stephanie, my friend? Ephesians 6:14 says, this is, I did not know this. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Did I give you a word last week or the week before about girding your waist?
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, oh, I did not know these two things were together in the same sentence. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So, you know, your heart is covered and protected because of what Christ did for you, Teen says, and having shod, I don't know how to say that word, S-H-O-D, your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Be watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to you, that I might open my mouth boldly, make known the mysteries of the gospel for which I'm an ambassador. Hey, Stephanie, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but do you know what your gifts are? Your gifts are, your spiritual gifts?
Not really.
Okay. I think some, well, generally, like some of our attacks, the way that we're attacked can kind of be an indication of what our gifts are sometimes. But I feel like there really is something to this verse in the way that you've been attacked, is that that has to do with your gifts. So I don't know what it is. I don't know if you feel like you're evangelistic, do you, in nature or no?
I feel like I just live it out, and then that's how it gets preached.
Okay, and like, do you see some effectiveness in that? Like, people inquiring of. Go ahead.
I just feel like I'm more of an intercessor.
Okay, like for the gospel to be shared, or.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like there's something here, because it has the word gospel in here like two or three times. So, yeah, there's something in there that has to do actually with the call on your life. So your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace with this living water on there. And so I just sense that there's something there. I can't see all of it, but just reading that verse and knowing, I didn't know that same things went together from the other word that I gave you about girding your waist, and just seeing that tucking that in. I remember seeing it, and then putting the belt there, and that's the same. I did not know that. So what the Holy Spirit did, and for me to even think to go look that up today, I just feel like it has something to do with the call on your life as well. I mean, we're all, certainly this is written for the whole body of Christ, but I feel like I just have this sense that however the Lord is going to use you or preparing to use you, where he's, this gift that he's given you, whether he's dispensed the gift upon you, whether you're aware of it and whether you see it developed or not, it is there and it is functioning. And I think some of the attacks that you go through are because of the gift, but there's something, again, I can't put my finger on it, but I feel like there's something with that passage there in Ephesians 6 that I mean, maybe it's just yet for a time, but there's, I just sense that there is something there. Because that collided, those two things collided spiritually for a reason, for a purpose, and his word. So, yeah, have you ever studied that or looked at that before? Does that mean anything to you about the whole armor of God or when I read that?
Well, for me, I feel like lately, because I feel like I listen to people a lot, so then I'm working on discernment, so truth is like a big thing for me.
Okay, yeah, so it's starting to unpack. So there's something in there that the Lord definitely is going to unpack, but I do feel like when the revelation comes and the light turns on, like in its fullness, you're going to be like, oh, I so get it now. Like, this is what I'm called to do, or this is how the Lord's using me, like, in developing this gift. And then, this is how this passage, why he would draw me to this passage. Because, you know, there's sometimes when I walk through things where I don't understand them. I've never heard, you know, like, sometimes I might get, like, bits and pieces from other people speaking or sharing, or, like, if I'm reading, you know, reading just even on social media, like scrolling just little different scriptures or whatever. There might be pieces to that where like the Lord uses that to unpack what's happening in my life right now or currently. But I'll ask the Lord, like I'll begin to seek him and ask him, what is going on? I need to know what's happening. Please show me in your word. You know, because nothing really happens that hasn't already happened. So it's like repeated itself. So I need to know like where the story is or where the parable is, and so that I can unpack the wisdom and understand what's happening and even strategically what to do, you know. And sometimes I'll do that right away by his grace to show me. And sometimes he might wait. And like this last time when I walked through something a couple of years ago, it was quite some time, but I was like, Lord, I know you know what's happening. Like, this is not mistaken to you. And I need to know. I'm asking you in your word. I need your word. I need your word. And when the word was finally unpacked to me, when I read it, it was so anointed. And when I read it, and I knew as soon as I read the word and he revealed it, that thing was broken, like that it was done away with, even though it still took a little bit more time for it in the natural to dissipate and to completely dissolve. But I knew as soon as he sent his word and I received it, it was finished in Caro, and that he's seen everything. He's seen and knew everything, that my heart was upright before him the entire time, you know. So I say that to say he does that in different ways, where he'll send like a verse or a passage of scripture for really a specific purpose and reason and for, you know, his will for you. So I wouldn't be surprised if Ephesians 6 right there, those verses and the 10 through 20 don't show up in your life significantly down the road. Or even, yeah, I don't know, there's just really something to that. So praise God. Well, hey, I didn't get a chance to ask you if you had any specific prayer requests that you'd like us to come into agreement with.
So I feel like I have a lot more peace, but I just need my circumstances to like have a breakthrough.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's kind of what actually like, it's almost like what I've seen, because I did see your feet like it, this refreshing and peace. So he is sustaining you. So let's just pray. Yeah, we'll just pray about the circumstances. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for even just the picture, Lord, that you gave me, Father, or really that you revealed, Holy Spirit. So we just, the circumstances, God, that are surrounding her and assailing and going around her, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we put a stop to that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to put a stop order on this thing in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. So I thank you, Lord. We just come to agreement and bind the things that are opposing the Spirit of God, Lord, in her life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are preparing her, Lord, and thank you, Lord, that she is, it is untouchable. Like when I seen the circumstance, like when I seen the things around you, they were not touching you. They were not harming you. They were not afflicting you in any way, but it was certainly going on around you and very close to you, like very visible, but not harming you and not, and the Lord was, so Father, I just thank you. I thank you, God. You know, the Lord, you know, works from the inside out, like the world works from the outside in, right? So they can be, what is that word? Like materialistic. So the world works from the outside in. The Holy Spirit works from the inside out. And so I thank you, Lord, for just that nourishing that would just be received throughout her entire body, God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And it would begin to just silence the enemy, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Or silence the circumstances, specifically what I meant. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for praying.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you for calling and joining us. Bless you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. Okay. Let's go. Okay. If anyone else would like prayer, if you're dialed in, just press 1 on your keypad. Let's have a few more minutes. Or if you'd like to call in, that's fine too. And we'll take care of it that way as well. So we're talking about being effective tonight, well, by way of the Holy Spirit and the power working within us and being effective to evangelize, effective with our fruits, and being yielded to the Holy Spirit or surrendered, or I like to call it responding to the Holy Spirit. That's what I call it, right? Because it's the fellowship and the guidance and the teacher you're responding. I call it responding to the Holy Spirit. And let's see what else the number 9 was. There's something I missed here. A movement, fullness of blessings, renewal through the Spirit, womb, completeness. Oh, I'm sorry, the Holy Spirit's perfect movement. The Holy Spirit's perfect movement. I would consider that effectiveness, effective. Okay, the Holy Spirit's perfect movement. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, uninterrupted. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's see if I missed any other, if I forgot to read a verse from here. Nope, I think I read all 9 of them, and most of them were tied into our story, not our story, but illustrating the, yes, so also in the Webster, we have a, the regular Webster says, what does it mean for something to be effective? Effective describes something that produces a desired result. Yes. Specific function or fact. Acknowledging. Hey, I'm going to answer, or not, yeah, I'm going to open this phone line. I'm sorry, I'm so tired. I am getting tired. I shouldn't say I'm so tired, but I am getting tired. A full day. I've walked almost 5 miles today. I got a little thing for Mother's Day, so it's tracking me, a data tracker here. And a lot of paperwork. And but, hey, I want to pray about this because in the morning this is what I want to say for my daughter and her, my son-in-law, very sweet people, okay, just ask the Lord to bless the fruit of her womb and to bring forth that they would bear, bless the inheritance. Actually, on John and I's family bloodline, that God would bless the inheritance of children, you know, the generations, and bless the inheritance of receiving the generations. And, but they have a young boy who lives with them and he's graduating. So he's like the first one to graduate. I think he's the first one to graduate, in his family. He's the youngest, and they were so sweet to take him in so that he could graduate. And he is. And so tomorrow is the ceremony commencements at the school. So, my co-in-law, so my daughter's mom and then my son-in-law's mom, I'm picking her up. She's very sweet, very friendly. I'm picking her up in the morning, and we're going to go to Jose's graduation. So just bless Jose to find his place in this world. And, he would move forward with the success of the Lord genuinely and even receive the Lord in its his fullness. Because when he's at church, we take communion at church, and it's kind of announced, you know, you don't want to take communion unworthily, which I so love that they do this. And so if you're not a Christian, you know, to maybe sustain from taking it, if you're not a believer, you know, walking, know that you're saved. And so he doesn't take communion, but at the same time, he does receive, like my daughter will say, you know, God did this for you, or that's God working in your life. You know that, right? And he will respond, yes. So we just want him to walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit so that he can receive all that the Lord has for him, you know, and not be hung up by any measure or any means in Jesus' name. And if the enemy would break, talking about binding the effects of the enemy in his life, and we thank God for the breakthrough, coming forth in his life and in the family bloodline for the generations to come, blessing the generations to come, and that they would be anointed to serve God. Okay. 972-365. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening, Deborah. This is Rhonda from Texas.
Hey, how are you? I thought maybe it was you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm back at home and I'm at work, but I wanted to share something. The word you gave earlier, talking about the number 9999,
yeah.
And
yeah.
It was so rich. My birthday is September the 9th, which is 09, and then my birth year is 72. So 7 plus 2 is 9. So I was
my goodness.
And you said evangelism. I think in 2013,
yeah.
A ministry that I was, my first time being there, the lady prayed for me, and she anointed me to be an evangelist. And she always
wow.
told me to walk in my calling. And I was like, oh, Lord, this word is so rich tonight. Very rich.
Wow.
Because I was like, wow. Because I know you talk about numbers a lot. But I started
yeah.
thinking about that. I said, well, that's a good word. So I'll take that and receive that. I said, I'm going to go back and write down everything that you were sharing. Because I'm at work, I was listening, but I couldn't write it down.
Yeah.
But I really thank you for sharing that.
Wow, you're such a sweetheart. That's awesome, too. That is so cool. And, you know, because when I looked up even that word effective, 9 verses came up.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even know if you heard that. I don't know if you heard that part, but 9 verses. So I looked it up in the New King James Version, but I put in the word effective, yeah, and 9 verses. And when the 9 verses came up, I was like, oh, no, I know this is where the Lord's heading tonight because of the 9, 99, 90, you know. And so anyways, wow, that's fantastic. That is so
yeah,
cool.
That's amazing. That is amazing,
yeah.
amazing.
What a blessing.
Yes.
Yes. yes, and you are an effective evangelist, but I really think there's probably an anointing on that, too, that's ready for you, you know. I mean, you're already anointed,
yes.
but I'm sure there's something added, you know, to step into, and it's newness, and it's, you know, yeah, that's good.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, and I heard you praying, I think you said for your daughter. For her womb, I just touch an agreement with you on that her womb will come forth in the name of Jesus. I was listening to someone probably like a couple of weeks ago that was praying over that. And, oh, wow, it was such a powerful anointing on that. I don't know what led the lady to pray, but it was, oh, it was so powerful. And I was like, you know, if I ever hear someone praying over someone's
yeah.
womb, I'm going to pray and touch and agree and say this, you know, pray the same thing over their womb. So I just pray
yeah.
in agreement with you as well, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Bless you. And, yeah, I agree. When you hear something anointed from the Holy Spirit, man, if that's the breath of God, then certainly it's a living word. That's a living word, and there's no reason not to repeat it or repeat
yes,
it, you know.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So praise
yes.
God. Well, is there anything? I'm glad
yes.
you made it home safely. I hope you all had a safe or
yes.
Enjoyable time. So is there anything specific you'd like prayer for?
Yes, ma'am. I do. We had to take my mother-in-law to the hospital today. When we had brought her back, yesterday, something is going on with her heart, but I don't think it's anything that's it's serious. But sometimes the Lord allow us to go places to be able to meet people that may be going through the same thing that you are. So we met this lady named Sang. I think her name was Hong Sang, and she came in and
mm-hmm.
she started sharing what she was going through. She's taking care of her mother-in-law. She's taking care of her mother. She's married. Both of them have dementia. It was just like she was talking like me and my husband's life. So we just started talking and encouraging each other. She's a born-again believer. And, you know, basically we almost just had church up inside of that room. And I said
wow.
I told her that I would pray for her and I would ask for prayer for her because she said, a lot of people don't understand how tough the job is. She said, because I work full-time. She said, my mother-in-law and to my mother. And she said, it's really, really tough. She said, I have to be a wife and a mother. And she said, I have pets that are my babies. So I told her, I said, believe me, I understand. I said, we've been going through it for a while. I said, but it's God's grace that has kept us in a place of being, you know, of humility to where we're able to go through it, to where we don't give up. We don't, you know, go back and forth with each other. When things get rough, we just pray and love on each other and love on her. So I told her I would ask for prayer for her. Her name is Sang, Hong Sang.
Okay. Sang, Hong Sang. Okay, wow, yeah. I know last week when you were sharing about your mother-in-law and you were saying how the Lord sends you refreshing and you just pray in the Spirit and the Lord is so honorable to you to send you a refreshing when you need it. I thought that was really beautiful because I actually shared that with my husband, you know.
Yes.
That was a good word in and of itself. And then it happened again just now when you guys were in that room and sent this other couple, you guys refreshed each other, you know. And so, yes, we will pray for her. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Hong Sang, Father, in Jesus' name. And all that she has committed unto you, Father God, we ask that you would strengthen her, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, God, in Jesus' name, and that you would help her, God, to do what she can do, God, unto your name and for your honor and for your glory, God, and for just the dignity and even honor for caring for her parents, God, in Jesus' name. I pray for her marriage, God, that you would knit them together more and more in Jesus' name. And I pray for this as well for Rhonda, Lord. Let this same prayer spill over to her as well, Lord, that you would bless the work of her hands, Lord, in the house and outside of the house, God, and her husband, God, that you would knit their hearts together more and more, God, that the love would be abounding more and more. And the same for Hong Sang, Father, abounding love in their household. But as, you know, like in marriage, you know, when they say like you're on the airplane and they say put your oxygen mask on first and, you know, to make sure you take care of that first. And then so I just want to decree that their marriage comes first, that your marriage comes first and then and then you take care of. So make sure you get your oxygen mask, you know, not that it's not stretching and trying and overwhelming and, you know, maybe some at times feeling like a burden. But, Lord, I just pray that you would take care of all of those pieces and all of those ways, God, that you would be honored, God, and help them through that. And if there's some way that they could receive help, Lord, then you make a way for that as well, like in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I have one more prayer. My oldest daughter, her stepsister, never had seizures before, but the mom is all over the place. And my daughter didn't realize that because my daughter is 31. I think her stepsister is like 12 or 13, she was at the house one day and the mom was burning sage in the house. And she was like, why are you burning this in the house? But after that, the daughter started having seizures. And she's been having them not back to back, but quite often. And my daughter was trying to tell her, she said, that's demonic. She said, you shouldn't be burning that in your house. Well, for whatever reason, they're all over the place. So grew up being a believer. I don't know what has happened to where him and his wife are kind of struggling in that place. But she's been having seizures, and they put on medication. But I wanted to ask you to pray for her. Her name is Nadia.
Nadia?
Yes,
I will pray for her. Yeah, let's all saints, let's pray for her that are listening. We pray for Nadia right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we cast off these demonic forces in the name of Jesus, Lord, these they're trespassers and the little things that are that attach themselves in Jesus' name, like parasites things, Lord. We just cast them off in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask for forgiveness on her behalf, Lord, for her rebellion, God, for the idolatry, God, and for serving other gods, Lord. We ask for forgiveness for that on her behalf, just standing in the gap, Lord, for her, Father, on her behalf, God. We ask for her to return and the fullness of joy and the fullness of your presence and fullness of serving you, Father, in Jesus' name. Send forth your ministering angels to speak, Lord, to minister to her, God, and to draw her back, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for her protection through this physical ailment in the name of Jesus, but we break off its spiritual effects. We break the spiritual effects off her body, off her mind, loose her mind in Jesus' name. And we call forth, Lord, the restoration, God, restorative to her mind and her physical body. God, let it be restored in Jesus' name. We ask for your anointing, God, and we ask for you to do the work, God, to do the work, Father, in her life. God, we know on the cross, Lord, what you did, God, in Isaiah 53, God, that you bore our infirmities, God, that you deliver us from destruction and you heal our disease, God. And, you know, it says you bore our griefs and our sorrows, Father God. So we send forth your word to heal her. Let it be a healing word that's sent forth to her. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank
and actually,
you so much.
Let her, yeah, and let her come to her senses and repent. God, repent. God, let repentance come where repentance is due, and let her come to, in the words of Paul, let her come to her senses in Jesus' name.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh, thank you so much for praying, because my oldest daughter been praying for her and praying, and we've been praying, and they kind of stopped for a little while, and then it started back up. So they think that medication is what happened, and then they think less time on the tablet, on her, I guess her iPad or tablet, would stop it, and I'm like, Jesus. But we've been praying, and I've been praying a lot in the spirit on her behalf.
Yeah.
You know, she's 12. She's really, like, not conscious of sin, so it's like the stuff her parents, you know, unbelief and all of that, struggling with, you know, she's having to go through those attacks. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you for sharing that. I'll remember that.
Yeah. But I think standing in the gap, and I'll continue to pray for your daughter and your family as well.
Thank you so much. Your blessing. I appreciate you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
God bless you. You have a blessed evening.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye. Okay, we have one more caller. 828-989. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, for Jennifer, Lord, we just bring her to your throne room of grace, Lord. We thank you, Father, that the door is open. I just heard that when I said throne room, the door is open. So we thank you, Father, for open doors, Lord, for her. In Jesus' name. And actually, we read a verse about open doors tonight, which was 1 Corinthians 16:9. It says, for a great and effective door has been opened to me, and there are many adversaries. And so that word there, effective, is very similar to the same meaning of in Hebrews 4:12, which is the word of God is living and active, powerful. It's the same power by the Holy Spirit, like the word effective door, like that door, the door that is open, this is what I was saying earlier, the door that is open is by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Lord. So the adversaries, so the door is open by way of the power of the Holy Spirit, okay? And then there's adversaries there. So it's like these two kingdoms are colliding. But the Lord, but the door is open because of the power of the Holy Spirit for you to walk through. And now there's a knowing that there's adversaries there, that you continue to be effective through this door, this open door. So that was the word that came forth earlier, because that's what I was talking about earlier. So I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, just for seeing, Lord, as your throne of grace, Lord, and a powerful, Lord, excuse me, pardon me. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so let me just say this. We're effective is to be operative, to be at work, to put forth power, to work for one or to aid one. So this effectiveness is really by way of the power of the Holy Spirit, and we are the vessels to carry this effectiveness, to carry the power through the Holy Spirit. And it's our faith and obedience in accordance to the Word of God. So when we obey that, when we, my encouragement tonight was this, when we obey, when we use, when our faith is obedient to the Holy Spirit and to the Word of God, the effectiveness is definitely going to be there. Like the effectiveness is working on our behalf and working for us. Kind of like, I don't know why I just thought this, but like kind of like those scrubbing bubbles that we see in that commercial, where like you just spray it and it's doing a lot of the work for you. And that's what effectiveness is when we do. So thank you, Lord. But anyways, okay, so when I started to pray for you, I heard the word open door, and that's what made me like recap on the teaching that I was talking about. So let me just see if there's anything else, Lord. Is there anything else, Father, that you have for Jennifer this evening, Lord? Yeah, he is taking care of the details. You know where people say, like, I dot my I's and cross my T's? He is dotting the I's. So, yeah, that's what I got.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything specific you'd like prayer for before we end or close?
Just the greater discipline.
Okay. Father, I just thank you for Jennifer, God, and her heart, Lord, and this discipline that she asked for before you, Father. I just thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that she would, you would help her to see and to know the outcome of her discipline, like the person or the people that are waiting on the other side because of it, that are going to be blessed, that will receive from the fruit of her labors. Help her spiritual eye to see that, Lord. I ask for you to give her spiritual wisdom and understanding into her discipline, the fruitfulness of her discipline, Father, that it would actually even like turn her heart, like where you turn the soil and when you turn the soil, but it turns something in her heart, God, that she is this becomes so in conjunction with your heart and she realizes that she's a vessel working tandem with you. So that literally the Lord can be heard on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm.
So thank you, Lord, for completing this place in her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and end this evening. Thank you. It's been a pleasure and a joy. And God bless you. Bless you with the blessings of the Lord to receive from him. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.